The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you happen to be in this world. Situation that we have going on here. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stattmiller. It continues to be the 15th of February, 2013, as we move along here. We were talking a little bit in the first hour, a lot about the economy and the situation that's, that we face here. But we also have the wars going on around the world, perpetual war. And once again, this comes back to the United Nations State Department Publication 7277. In my thinking, because under the UN, our military is to be turned over, basically to be used as a global peace force today. Everything we're seeing happening today is happening because of the UN agenda, because of the global establishment. And as we see, there is a worldwide torture network going on under the Central Intelligence Agency, under the guise of fighting terrorism. And, you know, this is really easy for people to say, well, you know, those terrorists, those evil bad guys in the caves in Afghanistan, camel-riding cave dwellers that want to blow things up and want to crash jets into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, as if that really happened. We know what 9/11 was all about, listeners. It was a U.S. shadow government operation, in my opinion. In conjunction with the Israelis. The point is, they pulled that off. They wanted to start a war so that they could have an excuse to go into the Middle East and kill people and control everything. And in the meantime, as our soldiers are being dispatched around the world under the guise of protecting our freedoms, we're losing them at home. And I think people need to realize what's happening here. We need RBN to branch out. We need more people. There is strength in numbers today. And we have to branch out into more areas. Because I'm encouraged that there's a lot of people that are waking up today because they're out of work. They have nothing. They're losing their homes. And many Americans are wondering what's going on. This is really an unprecedented opportunity for our side. So I want to leave that as a as an encouragement for you folks. Rapid City Journal reports Obama continues torture network. They talk about globalizing torture, the meticulous accounting of the network of torture chambers that the United States has authorized in more than 54 nations, ladies and gentlemen. It's a damning indictment that should make all of us in our country cringe with shame. We're told that the United States is a beacon of liberty and freedom around the world, and yet we have this nonsense going on? Unbelievable. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to continue on the other side. And your phone calls are welcome, by the way. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the National Intel Report. I'm Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stattmiller.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality and energy and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, I got a lot of drone information here as we continue here, and I'm going to get to some of that as time progresses. But in the meantime, we have on the phones Brian in Oklahoma on the line. And folks, you're welcome to call in if you have something to add as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Brian, good evening.
Secession and what you thought about it, and I think it's a good idea for to secede from the United Nations, for states to secede from the U.S., and even for the individual to secede from the states.
Well,
what do you think?
There's a couple of different things you brought up. First of all, secession, state secession from the federal government. I've been a proponent of it in the past. However, I just think that there's some logistical problems associated with it that need to be dealt with prior to ever even considering. I think this nonsensical petition thing on the White House website I don't know how many months ago was it now, but they had the petition on the website on the White House websites people were signing, which, you know, was going to do absolutely nothing. The only way to secede from is to do it through the states. But that being said, the problem with secession is that you have to do certain things ahead of time before you ever even consider seceding. One of the things that you have to do is states have to have their own monetary currency, their own monetary plan in place. Because if you secede and you're still on the Federal Reserve funny money system, it's not going to do you any good, you know. So we need to have the states develop their own currencies. They need to have their own agreement in place on how they're going to handle interstate commerce. And then military. They need their own militias because inevitably you're going to have a situation where the federal government, if the states start seceding, there's going to probably be some kind of war. And I don't want to see any of this happen. But the point is if the states would actually get their own money system in place and they got their own militia in place, then really the issue of secession probably would become more of a moot point. States can really recover their economies in many respects, and you know the federal government can wane in their importance and their power. But I don't see any move among the people to make this happen. That's the problem. Everyone wants to get the cart before the horse, and I mean this is something that takes planning. Is what I'm saying here.
What about seceding as an individual, just withdrawing your consent and not paying taxes? You know, say I don't want to support the wars, or I don't want to support, public education, and I just don't pay taxes.
Right.
Would you allow me to disagree with you, or would you support me being thrown in a cage? For that.
It doesn't matter if I allow you to disagree with me or not. That's your right. The point is that I don't have any problem with anybody withdrawing from the system. The main thing that I always talk about is that if you withdraw from the system, many have. Some have been dealt, you know, prison sentences and what have you. But if you want to do that, you certainly can do that. But my my opinion is that you still have to be involved in the legislative process. You still have to be involved in governing your states because there's so many other people that have not withdrawn from the system. And you can withdraw and go up to the mountaintop someplace and live off the land and everything until they find you. The point is we're facing a situation here in the United States where I think in the not too distant future, we could very well be facing a declared martial law type situation. I'm already seeing regional declarations of martial law. As a matter of fact, I wrote an article up on News with Views about the fact that after Hurricane Sandy, I believe it was Connecticut, they declared martial law there. They were even talking about opening up the Arthur Kill Correctional Facility to house displaced residents there, something I thought was just absolutely chilling. I guess to this day, there's still people living in FEMA tents there, FEMA camps, literal FEMA camps. That was reported by CBS News. They're being guarded by Black Hawk helicopters, at least they were at the time. I don't know what's currently going on there. But these are things that, you know, just like the Katrina fiasco, when the Federal Emergency Management Agency went door to door collecting the guns. This is something that I think could very well be a rehearsal for wide-scale martial law in America today. So withdrawing from the system isn't going to protect you from that when the time comes. So I think people have to be involved in governing. So your own individual direction is fine, but you also have to be involved with the regular governing process, I guess is the best way I can say it.
Well,
are you still there?
Yeah.
And as
so
far
if
as,
I don't pay my taxes, do you advocate or support the thugs with badges coming after me?
What? No, of course not. No, of course not.
Okay.
No, I don't advocate thugs with badges coming after anybody except the real criminals. But those are pretty much those that are elected by the fraudulent election systems that occupy the House of Representatives and the Senate and the Oval Office. And I don't see any thugs with badges going after them. Those are the real criminals. Listen, I appreciate the call. I got to move on here. There's some other calls on the line. And by the way, as far as withdrawing from the federal, you know, like the federal government withdrawing from the UN? That was another question he asked there. And I believe it's H.R. 75 that is currently pending in Congress right now that needs to be supported, ladies and gentlemen. H.R. 75, it's called. I do not know what happened there. I host a weekly program, for those of you who are just joining us, called Govern America on Saturdays. I never have any connection problems, so I don't know why I'm having them at the moment. Hopefully that's the only one we're going to have, and we'll put that behind us. But anyway, I was saying before we, I guess, got bumped off. I don't know how much of you folks heard that. But we were having a, I think there's a bill in Congress right now called H.R. 75. I believe that that's what it is, and it's the Sovereignty Restoration Act. It's an act that would withdraw the United States from the UN. It's a very good bill, and I encourage you folks to support it. And that in response to the last caller. All right, well, let's go down to Texas and talk to Lark, who's waiting in the wings. Lark, you're up next.
Well, hi, Darren.
Hello.
I thought it might be useful to remind the listeners about the Act of 1871, wherein the District of Columbia, a.k.a. Washington, D.C., a.k.a. All Cap United States, became a criminal enterprise ruled by Roman civil law. This was the Act of 1871. Also in 1871 was the Socialist Internationale, which was a famous gathering of socialists and Marxists worldwide. An important convention was held in Allegheny, Pennsylvania, now part of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And therein lies the conundrum of our age. We have entered into dishonorable contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And the American Bar Association was formed in 1878 as a syndicalist organization. It is a criminal enterprise. It is a racketeering organization. American Medical Association was formed, I believe, in 1843. It is today a criminal racketeering organization. And in conclusion, I just want to say this about what are the elements of an honorable contract.
Yep.
An honorable contract, Darren, contains revelation of all material facts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Lark, hold on. We got to take a break here. I'll hold you over the break, okay? Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
And we're back. This is the National Intel Report. Darren Weeks sitting in for John Stettmiller today. As we continue on here, Lark is in Texas. Lark, you were talking a little bit before the break about the role of contracts and how they've been used for our enslavement. Go ahead and continue your thoughts, please.
Well, the essential proposition to keep in mind is socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. And it goes to this thing called honorable contract. And an honorable contract contains these elements. And remember this, I trust the plain instincts of the common person more so than I would trust any lawyer any day of the week. The first and most important is the revelation of all material facts, then equal consideration of the parties to that contract. Concise and clearly defined terms and conditions, mutual agreement and consent. There are also no third-party interlopers, and by that I mean when words are employed like we, us, they, them, the state, the people, the government, or the community are not clearly named, then what we have is a dishonorable contract because all parties to the contract have not been named by name.
Yeah.
So anyway, Just to finish, I want to say that I was in a room once with Rick Perry, and I've been in the same room with politicos and people allied with something called the State of Texas on many occasions. And on every one of those occasions, I felt creepy as all hell. Rick Perry, if you saw this man in person, you would have to ask yourself, what is he possessed of? I mean, This man is no longer human. He is a zombie. He's controlled by organized crime, and the guy is scary. And that's why I don't do business with anybody that would engage me dishonorably in a contract, and that includes an employer-employee relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I just wanted to say that today, and thank you also for filling in for John today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, Lark. And I agree with you. I mean, that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, everything is being done. We're supposed to believe that, you know, we're told repeatedly by the establishment, you know, sock puppets of the New World Order, which is exactly what they are, that we live in a quote-unquote democracy. You know, how many times have we heard this over and over again? Oh, our democracy and this and democracy that. And, of course, none of these people apparently realize that under the Constitution, our government is not a democracy. And there's a big difference. You know, under a democracy, 51% of the people vote that Susie's going to get raped. And guess what? Susie's going to get raped. Okay? The point is that we're supposed to believe, I guess, based upon this terminology, that we have a say. You know, that everything is being done by our consent. And yet everything that we see that they're doing, there is no consent. In fact, they don't even tell you what they're doing. And we might find out years down the road that this is happening. And the whole court situation has been talked about so much on this network about how you go into court and you make agreements without even knowing what you're agreeing to, just like Lark was referencing there. Do you understand the charges? Do you stand under the charges? No. Are you a citizen? You're supposed to say yes, and that has a whole connotation of things involved with it. So, yeah, he's absolutely right. Everything that's being done today is being done by deception. And that's the point, folks. Moving along here. As I see, the time is getting away from us. We were talking a little bit about drones, and I want to get into some of the stuff that John McCain was saying last Sunday. He went on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, and he had some very chilling things to say. And I want to play you some audio from John McCain, because, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached a point in our history where the government is actually openly talking about killing American people. And if anything, you know, if people have had their head in the sand up to this point, if ever there is a time to wake up, this should be the wake-up call for everyone. This should be the cold slap of reality. But the thing that those conspiracy theorists have been telling you for years, well, it's not just a bunch of theory, is it? I'll tell you what, I'm almost up to break time. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, I want to play you this audio from John McCain, because he's talking about Miranda rights and that the administration, he's arguing against the administration bothering to read people the Miranda rights. You know, we can kill them overseas, but we can't seem to kill them here in the U.S., domestically. What's wrong with this picture? Very chilling stuff, and something that everyone needs to be paying attention to. This is the National Intel Report. I'm Darren Weeks, sitting in for John Stettmiller, and we'll take the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Aaron Wiecht, sitting in for John Stettmiller. And once again, I host the Saturday radio show, Govern America. So I encourage you to tune in tomorrow and hear the show. It starts at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, depending upon where you are in the country. Tomorrow I'll have Vicki Davis on. She's a frequent guest. And we'll be talking about some of the things that were discussed in the State of the Union address by Obama. There's manufacturing hubs is an interesting thing that I find that Obama was talking about. And this goes right in line with the overall agenda to redesign our economy to make it into a sustainable economy, listeners. And by that I mean in accordance with the United Nations system. So we'll be talking about that some tomorrow on Govern America. I encourage you to tune in. Nancy Levant will be here with me, and so that's tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting Network. As we continue on, the New York Times, we see government panel in Afghanistan confirms widespread torture of detainees. We've been talking about this some under the guise of Homeland Security. A war of terror continues. An Afghan government panel on Monday acknowledged widespread torture of detainees after a two-week investigation of the United Nations report reciting rampant abuses. At a news conference in Kabul, Afghanistan capital. The panel's director said its inquiry had confirmed evidence that nearly half of the 284 prisoners interviewed in three provinces had been tortured during arrest or questioning. The inquiry also found that many of the detainees never had access to legal defense. Keep in mind, under the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, listeners, they have broadened the war on terror. They have declared the U.S. to be a war zone, basically, a battlefield, and you folks can be kidnapped now. The CIA has had what they call a rendition program where they can kidnap anybody all around the world, take them to Guantanamo Bay, or, as we saw earlier, the U.S. has over 50 torture places around the world, and they can torture them and hold them indefinitely. And now they've broadened that to include you people. You've been declared enemies on your own, in your own country, by your own government. Now, before the break, I had mentioned that John McCain was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, and I want to thank Mark in Texas for telling me about this. I spoke with him yesterday. He's a frequent caller. Those of you might recognize the name. Anyway, Chris Wallace interviewed John McCain, and they had some chilling things to say because, you know, John Brennan is being, interviewed or vetted, I suppose you can say, as for a new CIA director post. And because of that, the issue of drones has been talked about on Capitol Hill. Well, responding to some of this information, John McCain's been involved in those hearings as well. This is what transpired last week, last Sunday, on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace.
The president's nominee for CIA Director John Brennan testified in his confirmation hearing this week, faced tough questioning, especially about the administration's targeted killing program for terrorist suspects, even American citizens. What do you think of this idea, which is gaining some currency on Capitol Hill, of what's being called a drone court, where before the president puts a targeted terrorist, especially an American citizen, on a kill list, they have to go get approval from a judge?
I don't agree with it, but because I think it's an encroachment on the powers of the president of the United States. But what we really need to do is take this whole program out of the hands of the Central Intelligence Agency and put it into the Department of Defense, where you have adequate oversight, you have committee oversights, you have all the things that are built in as our oversight of the Department of Defense. But since when is the intelligence agency supposed to be an air force of drones that goes around killing people? I believe that it's a job for the Department of Defense.
So John McCain doesn't have any problem with the federal government killing people with drones. No, the only problem he's got is that it's under the wrong department. He thinks that the Defense Department should be allowed to indiscriminately kill people, right? But that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the more chilling part of the discussion.
And we are in a strange conundrum. You can kill an American citizen overseas, but according to this administration, if you capture them in the United States, they got to be read their Miranda rights. What's wrong with that picture?
Did you hear that, folks? Here's John McCain arguing, basically, that the U.S. government should be allowed to forego the reading of Miranda rights when they arrest you, and they should be allowed to send drones, I guess, here. We already have them in our skies, by the way. But they're promising us that the federal government isn't going to be arming them. Well, they wouldn't lie to us now, would they? Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed toward a very chilling area. You know, I think where we're headed here would make 1984 by George Orwell pale in comparison. We have people, our federal government, openly, actively talking about killing American people, not only around the world, but here domestically as well. And I don't know what else it's going to take to wake up the American people and get them to realize how important this is.
And we are in a strange conundrum. You can kill an American citizen overseas, but according to this administration, if you capture them in the United States, they got to be read their Miranda rights. What's wrong with that picture?
You know, here's the thing about this, ladies and gentlemen. We hear so much in the media about Anwar al-Awlaki. This was the, I guess, the first American citizen, is what they called him. American citizen that was killed by the U.S. government with a drone. That's what the establishment media is telling us. And his son, also, and bear in mind, folks, Anwar al-Awlaki was blamed for numerous so-called terrorist incidents, which I believe were inside jobs. I believe were false flag operations. He was blamed for a car bombing in New York. He was blamed for the Fort Hood massacre. He was blamed for 9/11. And by the way, we have a report from Fox News, which they said just like two or three months after 9/11, of which Anwar al-Awlaki was blamed for 9/11. Here he was having dinner with Pentagon brass at the Pentagon. He was having dinner with the military leaders there. I mean, this is mainstream media stuff. Well, you know, we got to do something about these evil terrorists. We got to protect the people. In the meantime, we have this Homeland Security mission creep, which is sliding further and further toward murdering people, anybody they want to target. Any enemy is of the state. We got to get this information out to people, ladies and gentlemen. And I ask you, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? What is going to be your response? I mean, they're afraid of your firearms. They're afraid of your guns. They're trying to disarm the American people. And they got drones in the skies right now that can take you out. Obama's got a kill list, which they're talking about putting, you know, they can kill Americans too. Ladies and gentlemen, where are we? This isn't America anymore. We have the war on terror being broadened over and over again, even as Obama claims that he's going to be withdrawing troops out of Afghanistan. Bear in mind, once again, he said that a long time ago and sent 30,000 more instead and accelerated the war. He received from Bloomberg, UN weighs new North Korea sanctions after nuclear test. United Nations Security Council condemned North Korea's test of a nuclear device, paving the way for negotiations with China to punish the totalitarian regime with additional sanctions. The Security Council met an emergency session for an hour this morning, and this was very recently. This was just a few days ago in New York to discuss measures after North Korea's third nuclear test earlier today. The support of China's North Korea's closest ally, the support of China, which is North Korea's closest ally, listeners, and a council member wielding a veto is needed for a fresh round of sanctions. So are we going to have a war with North Korea when they're communist China's closest ally? And then we have communist China being our supposed closest ally? And yet China and North Korea are both communist countries, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing China wants is to build their economy and point more missiles at. They've already threatened to bomb Los Angeles if we interfere with their repatriation of Taiwan. So I believe we're headed for a conflict someday with China. But we have Chinese nationals coming into this country in droves already. Here we see from the Washington Times. FAA official claims no armed drones in the U.S. They say an official with the Federal Aviation Administration reassured the public Wednesday that no armed drones would be permitted in U.S. airspace, but he acknowledged the agency can do little about privacy fears associated with the unmanned craft. In an address to the drone industry's leading trade group, which is meeting this week in North Virginia, Jim Williams said existing rules already bar aircraft from using weapons and, quote, we don't have any plans of changing those rules for unmanned aircraft, unquote. Well, that shouldn't that make you feel better? We see also from Pravda, nearly 50 countries helped CIA torture prisoners. The authors of the report, Globalization of Torture, found that governments of 54 countries assisted the CIA in search, transportation, and torture of terrorism suspects. The work was started by the CIA after September 11, 2001. In the former Soviet area, the CIA was supported by the governments of Azerbaijan, Georgia, Lithuania, and Uzbekistan. Some Western analysts were surprised that the list did not include Russia. The report was presented on February 5th in New York and by the George Soros Open Society Fund. Another globalist scumbag. Listeners, George Soros. We see also from CNS News, FAA to kick off state drone competition. States will soon compete to operate six unmanned aircraft test sites, commonly known as drones. The Federal Aviation Administration announced on Wednesday the FAA wants states to compete for the drone test sites, which were mandated by Congress last year in the 2012 FAA reauthorization bill. The sites will test the safety of drones before they are introduced into the national airspace system by 2015. So we got that going on. Moving along here, we see from The Guardian, Naomi Wolf writes, JSOC, Obama's secret assassins. She says the president has a clandestine network targeting a kill list justified by secret laws. She says the film Dirty Wars, which premiered at Sundance, can be viewed, as Amy Goodman sees it, as an important narrative of excesses in the global war on terror. It is also a record of something scary for those of us here at home. And uncovers the biggest story, I would say, in our nation's contemporary history. Though they wisely refrain from drawing inferences, Scahill and Raleigh have uncovered the facts of a new unaccountable power in America and the world that has the potential to shape domestic and international events in an unprecedented way. The film tracks Joint Special Operations Command, or JSOC, a network of highly trained, completely unaccountable U.S. assassins, armed with ever-expanding kill lists. It was JSOC that ran the operation behind the Navy SEAL Team 6 that killed bin Laden. And once again, another lie, listeners. We know Osama bin Laden died right after 9/11, right around that time. He's been dead for many, many years. That whole thing was total BS by the government. Anyway, she says, our conventional forces are subject to international laws of war. They are accountable for crimes in courts martial, and they run according to a clear chain of command. Well, I don't think our forces have to be subject to any international laws, but I think what I think really is going on here is I think our federal government subjects themselves to any laws that they choose to accept. And that's the point, ladies and gentlemen. They do whatever they want. And they're going to keep doing whatever they want until the people rise up and say enough is enough. We're not going to take this crap anymore. And that requires you folks to govern. That's the bottom line. I'm trying to touch upon as many of these things as possible. In the waning moments of the broadcast, we see Homeland Security approved seizure of cell phones and laptops within 100 miles of the border. But the report remains secret. This comes from the website allgov.com. And they're talking about the Constitution-free zones of the United States. Americans have no Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and seizures, they say, if they happen to be within 100 miles of the border, according to the executive summary of a still-secret report by the Department of Homeland Security. Well, I got news for the Department of Homeland Security. They have no authority to tell you you have no rights. Our rights don't come from government. They come from God. And so government can't take your rights away unless you allow them. But, folks, you got to claim your rights. That's the bottom line. As the ACLU created map above shows, nearly two-thirds of Americans, 197 million people, including the entire population of Florida, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Washington, D.C., and Michigan, live in this constitution-free zone, they say, as do the residents of the nation's five most populous cities, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Philadelphia. The secret report is DHS's response to critics of its policy in place since nearly 2008 of allowing border control agents without a warrant or even suspicion of wrongdoing to search any traveler's electronic devices, laptops, cell phones, tablets, cameras, etc., and seize data that they find, according to the Freedom of Information Act. Filed 3 years ago by the ACLU, DHS subjected more than 6,500 travelers, nearly half of the U.S. citizens, to searches under this policy between October 2008 and June 2010. All right, we got to take a break. This is the National Intel Report. Final segment of the program is straight ahead. Stay with us.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution.
This is the National Intel Report. We're in the final segment of the broadcast today. I want to go to the phone lines. We have Scott in Nevada on the line. Scott, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Well, you're welcome, my brother. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there, sir.
Where did you come from? And do you have a you currently have a show on RBN?
Yeah, I'm I host Govern America on Saturdays. I know a lot of people listen during the week. They don't listen on the weekends. And yeah, I've been doing the show actually on Saturdays since 2008.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Hey, listen, you know, you brought up Bin Laden. How do you hide a 6'6" Arab around 5'10" average people attached to a dialysis machine? How do you hide this man? He's clearly been dead for 10 years, at least, and they took the opportunity to expand and actually take advantage of this situation to come back later and say, oh, after a long drawn out, we've searched him out and found him and killed him and buried him at sea. You know, you know what? This is more nonsense, touching on what you had brought up prior.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that I've got a Fox News report up on the website, governamerica.com, if anybody wants to go and look at it. It was dated December 26, 2001, and it says Bin Laden was already dead. They say Osama Bin Laden has died a peaceful death due to an untreated lung complication, they said. The Pakistan Observer reported citing a Taliban leader who allegedly attended the funeral of the al-Qaeda leader. That was December 26, 2001. Then he was reported again dead by the Daily Mail in September 11th of 2009. They said that he's been dead for 7 years. And so you can go, and all of those things are up on the website. You have to scroll way down toward the bottom at governamerica.com. But see, they need a boogeyman.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, brother. You know, they need to exploit a boogeyman in the stupid public's eyes to distract.
Yeah, I mean, this is where we're at today, and we've been here for a long time. But I think the American people are waking up. I think they're getting wise because they can't. You know, the internet has certainly helped advance.
Oh, absolutely. What would you say? Yeah, well, brother, what would you say is the current boogeyman? You bring up a good term that points out.
Certainly, Al Qaeda comes to mind. You know,
Al Qaeda. Come on, Ben Alaki is dining in the White House. Stop.
Well,
that, you know,
yeah,
when they
understand
say Al-Qaeda
that.
Al Qaeda is our
here's
friend,
the thing about,
our enemy. Which is it? I mean, stop this.
I've got audio from Obama, actually saying that they're opening a Taliban office. And you know, we've talked about on my show the fact that they actually have an office in Kabul, the Taliban. Supposedly we were in Afghanistan to fight the Taliban, but they actually got an office in Kabul where they negotiate. We send our contractors over there to build things that we've destroyed, and they actually have an office in Kabul where they negotiate a Taliban tax to keep the Taliban from blowing up the projects that our contractors are building over there. So we're funding the Taliban. I wish we had more time, but we're out of time. Join me tomorrow, folks. Govern America, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 Central, here on RBN, and we'll continue. And we've got Vicki Davis on tomorrow. Thanks to John Stadtmiller for having me. Thanks to all of you folks for being with us and for calling in. God bless you, folks. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. And we'll talk to you later.